Living boldly. What helps you live boldly for Jesus? Peter and John were still speaking with the people about how the lame man at the beautiful gate had been healed by the power of Jesus. Some priests, an officer of the temple guards, and some Sadducees arrived. At that time, the Sadducees were the main ministers in the temple in Jerusalem. The Sadducees were annoyed because Peter and John were teaching that Jesus had risen from death. This offended them because they were certain that no one could rise from death. In order to put a stop to what they considered false teaching about God, the Sadducees had Peter and John arrested and put in jail overnight. Despite this, many who heard the message of Peter and John believed in Jesus. As a result, the number of members of the body of Christ in Jerusalem grew to about 5,000. On the next day, Jewish leaders, elders, and teachers of the law gathered to meet with the high priest Annas and with Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and other members of the high priest's family. Peter and John were brought before this tribunal, and they were interrogated. "How did you heal this lame beggar? What power do you have? Whose name did you use?" Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, answered them, "Leaders of the people and elders, this man stands here completely healed through the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you put to death and whom God raised from death. Jesus is the one of whom the inspired scriptures say, 'The stone that you builders rejected turned out to be the most important stone of all.' Salvation is to be found only through Jesus. God has provided no other way for all of us to be saved." The members of the council were amazed to see the boldness of Peter and John, particularly since they had no formal religious education. They realized then that Peter and John were close personal friends of Jesus. And they had no comeback, because the man who had been healed was standing there with Peter and John. Lord, please help us to love and live boldly for Jesus. What helps you live boldly for Jesus?